I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
So one of the members of the Trump brain thrust, and we did that last night. If you were with us, we told you who was in charge and what they were doing and all of that kind of stuff, says that the former president may hold a rally in Madison Square Garden, political rally. And I went, why would he waste the money? Because he costs a lot of money to book the garden. And he said, no. We think that we might have a chance in New York in November. And I said, I don't think so. And let me give you the numbers. So 2016, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. All right. 29 electoral votes in New York State. Hillary Clinton got 4,556,000, 59%. Donald Trump got 2,819,000, 37%. So Hillary waxed Trump in 2016. Flash forward 4 years later, Biden got 5,245,000. Trump, 3,252,000. So Biden beat Trump by 2 million votes in the Empire State. Biden got 61%, Trump 38. So there's no way that Donald Trump is going to win New York State in November. He's not. So why would you come in here and pay $1 million to Madison Square Garden? Because that's what it'll cost you with all the union and all that. Now, it would be, he'd sell it out. He would absolutely sell it out. But it would just be for show, and I don't think the former president needs that. Now, why? So we went over this. The demographics in New York State are dominated by the 8.5 million people that live in New York City. If you take New York City out of the equation, Trump could win. But you've got 2 million people living in poverty in New York City. 25% of the population is below the poverty line in New York City. Almost all of them vote Democrat because Democrats give them more entitlements than Republicans do. It's as simple as that. That's why. Not just on a presidential level, but that's why we got Hochul in Albany, and she just beat Zeldin. And the reason she beat Zeldin was because in New York City, because African-Americans went 90% for Hochul, for the Democrat over the Republican. If African-Americans had gone 75% for the Democrats, it would be Governor Zeldin right now. But poor people, generally speaking, vote for the Democratic Party because they are the party, the big spending entitlement party. And, you know, then you have the constant accusations that Donald Trump's a racist. He isn't a racist. I've known the guy for 30 years. He's not a racist. He doesn't care about skin color. It doesn't enter into his thinking. He's a deal maker. Doesn't matter what color you are. Okay? But you hear it every day. Trump's a racist. Trump's this. Trump's that. And some people believe it. So in New York, you're never going to get again a Republican in a presidential race winning the state. You might get a Republican governor. That's possible. Now, today you may have heard that Governor Hochul said she's going to move the National Guard into the subways to protect people from crime. Well, how many months did we hear subway crime's going down? Oh, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Subway, oh, no, no. Everybody knew that was false. Politicians weren't telling the truth, and that includes Mayor Adams. So now the liberal Democrat, Hochul, I'm putting the National Guard down there. I don't know if the guard's going to be real thrilled about spending a day in a subway. I wouldn't be. But that's how far Hochul's policies, Nobel being the number one, have driven the city down. Now we have to have National Guard in the subway system to protect the riders. That's where we are. So crazy. Some of us live here. I mean, I love my state, my city, but I know what a mess it is.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.